Oh, they really put up with some.
5 years.
5 years. I say, every Christmas so far, I know what's happened to the poor guy.
Well, they've grown to raising their kids without, the tension of raising kids with, it'd be hell of easier if they were killed. Because then they know the father's gone, and most of them are like, oh, I get married again.
Like the desertion, that's right, all the other things. Desertion, again, not desertion, but whether the man lost his seat, or they're presumed dead after 7 years, you know, under the law or something like that. You can see why, otherwise the...
7 years is hell, if you have a 5-year-old kid, he's 12 by the time you
pay him out. Well, there's anything you put in your finger, they should get married.
Just to see their own problems of living that kind of life.
Yes, that way, I was going to say that you can, I will not plan to go to Camp David if I go until tomorrow afternoon. I want to, so I'll, you can, we have something to schedule here. It's really, it's a, I can only have 45 minutes with our parents, but that's okay. This says we moved the departure time up to 15 minutes. I said that's too good. Well, yeah, it's too good to be on my boat.
I've got another schedule.
Well, it is, it is. Just let it get through 45 minutes, and anybody should be able to get through.
Let's try to best issue 15 then. It's probably for time to go by and pick up Mrs. Nixon. They booked it up because of that, because we have to allow a little storage there. We are taking, Mr. Arbitrary located, Justice called and asked if we would take Justice Harmon, who was going up on the train. Substance, and that Scally is.
Right.
And sure he's going to be working in communications, just as by the focus of the special consultant.
We say a special consultant for what purposes?
No purposes of a special consultant. And you talk to Henry on the basis that is, that we've worked this out with Scally, we can get it in. As he, as Henry well knows, we have just a terrible need for a seasoned newsman.
Does Henry know this?
Sure he does.
You've talked to him before.
For a seasoned newsman and for a guy who understands television. They're just getting a few of them around. And this is a real coup if we're able to get this guy. Henry thinks highly of Scally, so we start. But he won't, that'll be a disadvantage, not an advantage, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Because Henry knows that he won't buckle those Scally.
Sure.
And then you say he's going to, he'll be in here as a special consultant. He'll report in a practical sense, report directly to the president. In other words, he's there to consult with the president on the whole broad area of how we get our story told. And obviously, he can be of tremendous advantage to us in the foreign policy area getting our story told. That you will want to get him involved, Henry will, in all of the things, in, you know, as you get into implementation. That the biggest problem he'll have in being of value to us isn't knowing what's going on. And you're the key to that, Henry, making sure he does know everything. He'll be an enormous asset to you in that regard. He also can be a tremendous help to us in getting a hold of some of what goes out of state and defense. Because he's got a very good, long-time relationship with both Hank and
McCloskey.
Also has the respect of and can work pretty effectively with both Rogers and Laird. And we can use it. He'll be a White House tool for implementing things that we want done at those places. Getting the line out the right way and making sure we're all coming out with the right line. For instance, the terrible problem we got with Laird running now, and you know, I can play on Henry's concerns with some of these other people and all. Yeah. Or Scally could go over and argue it not from a substantive viewpoint. You would never get into any of these things substantively, but purely on the basis of the tactics of those the strategy of our public presentation. And make the point to the secretary that this is consistent with the overall thing we're trying to do. And he can also be used to shoot some of these people down if we wanted to later on. But he'll start talking at that point. I think we'll work pretty well. From what Chuck said, I don't want to talk to Scally, but from what Chuck says in his conversation with Scally, has a very keen perception of
energy for all of this. Well, the thing that really I was sold on anything like that. But if I needed it, so it was his perception to see that Henry Fayette was a roofer, which nobody around here seen about. I mean, well, I mean, let's put it this way. Klein doesn't see it. Ziegler doesn't see it. I don't think. I mean, because they are so damn impressed. Because everybody first is
dazzled
by his dazzling presentation.
But
the point is, when it all comes out, the two or three points that Scally knows, as an old AP writer, he knows what the lead's going to be. And he's like, oh, no. It's just the kind of thing I always kind of say. I told Henry, I said, on the way to handle this whole proposition, the law was kind of there with the purpose of the operation. I wrote an answer. I said, you've got to set the purpose of the operation. As the president said, it was not occupied territory. They completed the mission. Anyway, nevertheless, that's something that's very difficult. Remember, Henry wants to cover the whole tour, though he's on, you know, and with the result that by the time he gets through, the audience is dazzled. But our story is completely submerged. You know what the hell's going to come out.
Sure. So I guess he mentioned it here too, that Scally said you made the point that, you know, you only can make a couple points.
Two or three points.
Not anything. You got to make those and just bang them all over and over and over. You can't cover the whole water. The press don't have the capacity to utilize the knowledge of the whole waterfront.
Well, the press is particularly the television press.
That's right.
Because a columnist, can go on and on. And Henry generally talks for columns. He's not bad, therefore, with columns. I mean, he can do a short house up to the same ones he always has done, right? Because he's got, he's got to show off to his German star.
Sure.
But where Henry is a disaster, is in terms of the rear of the TV.
Right.
He doesn't understand that you can only have two or three, or the wire services for that matter.
That's right.
Be a meeting and store, is where they can't make that.
They can't go through a good long rationale.
Good.
Each of you, and you said you didn't want anything on Burns, and you thought. The client had a conversation with him this morning, he thought that he knew what he was trying to do. You want to get into California, thank you, John.
Well, that's what you mean.
I don't want to catch this later.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. So we need to do some more. Right now, anyway. Going up. We asked him after, but Scott isn't going. So, call the bow on the SST.
Cool. After, for what, day?
Yeah, because he switched. I'm going, you know, he was anti-SST and he switched over.
Turn in or don't they? Hey, and also another thing that concerns me, they're using this in withdrawing from an area of competition. Now, you understand, it's still in 72, but we're going to go after it again. Give you another shot. But we just hope that that is provided, that OAM wants to build it. But you see, anyway, keep your spirit up. It'll be another day. We'll be the next time.
Okay.
Well, in a sense that he's burning a career bridge, it's
this is something that particularly is going to help him.
Might hurt him, might end him.
That's my point.
He can't go back as a newsman.
No, worries.
He might be able to go back as a commentator. I'll just see, you don't need to.
No, make no comments.
Look at anything down the road, and just. The history, most of the people who come in here make a sacrifice, come in, and